finally found your spreadsheet for Game of Thrones.
I need a spreadsheet. I tried. I got the first episode ages ago. I sat down to watch it. I made it through the whole first episode and realised I didn't know a thing of what was going on. I needed a spreadsheet. It is years later, but I now have my spreadsheet. It gives me a list of all the characters and who they're related to and everything, which I think I need in order to have a shot at understanding that show.
Have you read the books?
No, I haven't.
Okay, haven't read the books
at all. I did buy the books.
Are they still sitting in your bookcase?
Well, they're e-books, but they were very big.
Do they aren't real?
How can you tell if they're very big?
They were large downloads, so we'll go with
that. Okay.
But they did appear to be big downloads.
So. Well, they're very big books, so that would make perfect sense.
Yeah. So I got scared. But I may revisit them later. Because after the rubbish I've read in the last year, I'd be quite happy to give them a go because they can't be worse than, say, Maze Runner or any
of
the
I haven't read Maze Runner, so I couldn't tell. I mean, okay, I bought the books. They sat on my bookcase for a while. I think pretty much they sat on my bookcase for a while. Book 4 annoyed the hell out of me because they decided to ignore all the main characters and talk about peripheral characters and introduce an entire new religion and culture and ignore the people I wanted to know what was happening to. I got through the second half of book 5 and then threw it against the wall, and I haven't finished the last of book 5 yet because I had enough of it. They're very big books. Very big. I mean, you've read them, haven't you, Roman?
Yes, I've read all the main books. I haven't read the new volume, which is the novellas that are the prequel.
Oh, I didn't even know they existed.
To Song of Ice and Fire.
Shouldn't he finish the books before he does prequels? Wouldn't that be sensible?
I think he may be having difficulties with
the books. Yeah, I think he may be having difficulties with it. But at the rate that the TV series is going, they're going to have to start... Well, writing it for him at this rate.
Yes.
They're running through it a different... They're not following the books
Look,
exactly.
It may well be the TV series differs from the books. We've seen it before.
Well, of course it does.
It happened in House of Cards.
Yeah, well...
In the original novel, Fu is dead at the end of House of Cards. But they didn't kill him in the TV series, and then he had to write the sequel.
Yeah, well, same stuff.
And again, in the sequel novel, Fu is dead at the end, but... They brought him back again for the third.
Yes, but if the book makes up the ending, which I think everybody has kind of got a vaguely clear idea on the ending anyway, that will just...
No. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
Isn't this the Game of Thrones ending?
No. Anyway, I've watched more of it than the two of you. I've been watching Game of Thrones, and so I watched season one, which was... I liked season one, and it ran relatively close to the books. I mean, yes, they changed some characters and eliminated some, because you have to. And then I watched season two and got really, really pissed off. They have this vast amount of books to work from, okay? Vast amount of books. Season one went well, and they rushed through season two, and they diminished some of the characters. Like, there's this whole big thing about Jon Snow. You know, Jon Snow is, if you read the books, block your ears.
Is he the wolf dude?
Block your ears from it. You know he's going to become head of the Night's Watch. And because of things that happen in the books, you go... Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, he's had good training and all that. And then what they do with him in season two, you go, there's actually no way that child could ever become head of the Night's Watch. They diminish his character so dramatically. And they do it with other characters. They just rushed through it and missed out really important character development. So I'm really pissed off with season two.
They may not have known they were important characters.
Because they did. The books were written by then. And one of the episodes that they fucked up character development, George wrote himself. He wrote the script for that particular episode.
Well, he's allowed to.
But it's so fucked up, the character development. I don't understand why he would do that apart from money. So I'm just really pissed off with season two. So, I've only seen one episode of season three, so I can't really tell how that will go yet. I've been told it is better by other people. It just comes back to this whole thing again. If you're going to base something on a book, don't fuck it up. At least try and remain vaguely true to your source material. So... This is a long-running argument I have various TV shows.
I'm curious. Your spreadsheet, amongst other things, it tells you how much screen time the characters get.
Yes, which is always very important. We need to know that.
Yeah. But it also tells you their status. At very
well, when they die and what they're killed by, that's going to be very useful to me because I need to know that in advance.
Well, we do need to find out if any of them become, monsters, really.
He didn't list monsters, so just said alive or dead.
Well, they haven't... Well, I don't know that they actually have any of the main... None of the main characters have become monsters in the book. Peripheral characters, but yeah. I have to look at your spreadsheet at some point.